When I was 35, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls.
I think we got it now. Get a power increase, and we should get a better lease. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. Everybody would hear us.
WMFO Medford, yeah. You're on the Town with Mikey D. Happens here each and every Wednesday from 9 to midnight. This is your special New Year's Day. New Year's Day night, New Year's Day Eve night version of On the Town. So I'm your special guest host, once again, Joel Simkus, here with you. And we've got some members of Tisk paying us a visit, as well as the one and only John Surrett. And so, stick around. We're going to play some music. And we're going to get things started with the I Want You. This is called Some Psychics. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Oh, We'll be right back. Talk about love. undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things, and you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
It's 91.5 WMFO Medford. You're on the town with Mikey D. It's 20 after. We just heard some Phoox, Dance Psycho from the Fopal Hoax album, which came out a few years back. Johnny Blazes and the Pretty Boys, who were lighting it up last night over at Once in Somerville. That's their version of Big Bottom from Soul Vernacular. Freeloader gave us 10 songs make an album. That's from their brand new album called The Path of Least Resistance. And the I Want You started us off with Some Psychics from the album Some Psychics All Beat Up. Coming up after this little bunch of songs, we're going to hear from the members, two of the members of Tis Tis Task, who've come to join us. So stay tuned. Yeah, 91.5 WMFO Medford. You're on the town with Mikey D. My name is Joel, and here's a little beat circus for you.
Over mountains, over valleys, scream the mad roaring winds, and at night tornado and it follows inside you and you're always in my dreams. When all these wicked things come true.
It's 91.5 WMFO Medford. Yeah, we just heard the latest from Jen Vicks. And that's a new single that she put out not too long ago. That one's called... Why don't you put that on pause for a second? Yeah, cool. That's The Sound of the Possessed, just came out last year. Beat Circus gave it, well, everything came out last year because it's the first day of 2020, isn't it? We also heard Beat Circus, These Wicked Things, and hey, right here in the studio with me, I have a couple of members of the band Tisk Tisk Task. Why don't you hop on the mics and chat with me? So anyway, so you guys are coming up and doing a gig, and but you're not Samantha or Tiffy, so why don't you tell us who you are?
So I'm Ben Coates. I play harmonica in the band.
My name's Gina. I'm the drummer.
All right, cool. And now, how long have you guys been in the band? This seems to be like a current development, because when I first saw Tisk Tisk Task, it was just one person, or it was one person and a dude guy that played the kick drum. And then when I had Samantha up a couple of times. Mm-hmm. In fact, you guys are coming up in March,
mm-hmm.
which we're confirming right here on the air. Anyway, so how did you folks come to be in the band? Let's talk about that.
I've known Samantha since high school, so I stopped in, saw her playing, just went, "Oh my God, we should jam sometime," and just kind of hopped in. And yeah, harmonica is not an easy instrument to throw into random styles of music, so she's like, "Oh, this sounds cool."
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it could either suck or blow.
Yeah, and we got about a few weeks into working with that, and then she goes, "Oh, we got this drummer. She's awesome." And then Gina showed up.
Yeah, so in such a short time, you went from a 2-piece band to a 5-piece band.
Well, I think we have four of us now.
Four.
Yeah, I actually found out online, you know, with the good old Facebook groups. They were looking for a drummer. I met up with Samantha and we jammed.
Nice.
We definitely, you know, vibe musically. And then a few months later, we brought on Mike, our bassist. It kind of rounded out the whole thing. We met him at a gig. He's really awesome and has been, you know.
Yeah, we had a bassist for about a day. And the first gig we played, he was like, "You know, I can't do this, guys." And then Mike was playing with his band at the time, and or current also other
yeah.
band. And Sam went up to him and was like, "Hey, we need a bassist." And he's been super amenable. He's awesome.
Yeah. So he just stepped in and was like, "Okay, here we are."
Yep.
Basically.
So do you have any input in the writing process? Being new members?
A lot of the songs have been reworks of stuff that she had done solo.
Cool. Yeah.
Up until now. Mm. Some of the newer tracks that we're working on are a little more collaborative, but a lot of it's just us kind of figuring out where we fit into that.
Right. And let's talk about this new single, which we are about to play, 91.5 WMFO Medford. We got the members of Tisk Tisk Task here. So tell me about this single. Where was it recorded, and what went on with that?
So this is called Yeah Right. We recorded it in probably 3 or 4 different locations with a little mobile setup we had going
nice.
On.
Okay.
Again, Mike stepped up and has way more intelligence when it comes to mixing, recording, all that. Really helped us out a lot.
Nice. Well, let's give this a sit. And this is brand new. This came out when December 20th. Yes.
Yep.
And now this next gig, is that a release party?
No, not yet.
No. Okay. Well, let's hear the song. We'll talk a little bit more about it on the other side. 91.5 WMFO Medford. 91.5 WMFO Medford. That's the brand new one from Tisk Tisk Task. Wow, what an evolution. Come a long way from a single guitar and a kick drum to this. And you can hear all the parts meshing really nicely. It's very cool. So you guys have a show coming up.
Yes, we are going on sort of a miniature New England tour with our friends and a really awesome band from Southern New Hampshire. They're called Tiffy, and we're really excited. We're going to play a few shows with them, and the one that's going to be in the Boston area is at O'Brien's in Allston, and we are playing that with some actually other touring acts from Virginia, Lobby Boy and Scorpio, along with us and Tiffy, and you know, they're really cool. I checked out their music. I'm psyched to play with them, especially because O'Brien's is always very fun.
It's a fun place to play.
Oh yeah.
Especially, you know, for new bands, I think. That's a really good place for new bands to play.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
It's a nice
over there.
Good, you know, the stage isn't too small. Mm-hmm. The room isn't too small, but it's not too big.
Yep.
And they have hot dogs. Because, you know, hot dogs. So what are some of the other places that you're playing?
So we are playing in Rhode Island with some Rhode Island locals that we kind of know, because I went to college in Rhode Island, so I have some kind of contacts there.
So which bands in Rhode Island?
A band called Grizzlies, and then a newer Rhode Island band called Late Night Trip.
Cool. Now where's this is going to be?
That's going to be at News Cafe.
That's right, yeah.
In Pawtucket.
That is an interesting place.
Yeah. I haven't played there before.
I was going to say, it's going to be my first time being there at all.
We've played in Providence in the past, but...
Right. Well, you've been in the band for about a dozen gigs at this point. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe like...
How often does the band play out?
So I would say in this past year, it was more like 3 or 4 times a month, but we're trying to make it more like 1 or 2 times a month and then be more selective with, you know, kind of where we play and then... you know, really picking places that we think are going to be really fun and successful for us. Just now that we have our name out there, we don't need to be like playing a gig, like literally 5 times a month.
You should play out as many places that it'll have you, but you don't want to play in the same place too many times.
Yeah.
There's so many bands that do a tour of Boston.
Yeah.
you know, we have a few places locally that we all enjoy playing at, but it'd be nice to,
I mean that's actually exactly how you get the name out. I mean, people ask, what do I do to get big in Boston? Play other places.
Yes.
You know, play in Providence, play in Worcester, play in Northampton, for gosh sakes. That's especially still in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Boston has such a huge diverse music scene.
There's so many slices of pie that everybody can get a cherry and you know, it's any other places that are, you know, I mean, you know, we do cover more than just this one little niche of the thing. So where else are you playing?
The other one is in Portsmouth, New Hampshire with a band called 5 Feet, and also Portland, Maine with a band called Peachier and a band called The Gubs.
Now, where are those places?
The one in the Portsmouth, New Hampshire, I believe is 3S Art Space. And the one in Portland, Maine, I believe is called Sun Tiki Studios.
Wow. So many interesting places,
right? I know.
Right?
They sound really awesome. I'm excited.
Have you found that you're playing in more unusual places than you would in other bands?
So far, yeah.
What's the most unusual place that you've ever played? And it could be in this band or any other band.
The most unusual place I've played personally was probably this small bar in right over the river in Maryland. Yeah, we had a cow farmer right in the front row, full overalls and everything, just came in for a drink. We were not his type of music, but it was a good night anyway.
Did he buy you a drink? No. And how about you?
That actually, I've only just started, like, this is actually my first band.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
I've been a musician for a really long time, but it's my first, like, band where I get to do gigs and stuff.
Is drums your first instrument?
Yep, first and, like, main instrument. Been playing for a while, but I would say, I'm trying to think, Hotel Vernon in Worcester is always an interesting time. The room in the back that looks like a ship always gets me in a very nautical mood to play some music.
That's a fun place to go.
Yeah, I know. So that's probably the most interesting.
We actually got a show there in April as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, if anybody wanted to find out where you're playing, because this is a big tour. This is like, what, a dozen places, right?
Well, this is going to be like a mini tour. This is only going to be about 4 or 5.
Right. And then you got something else coming up after that.
Yeah, we're working on getting the album out. So right. for yeah. sometime February-ish. March-ish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. So so if somebody wants to find out where you're going to be next.
Yes.
Where do they want to go?
So we are on all the social medias, such as Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Bandcamp. And you can find us at TYSK Task.
TASK.
I feel like we have to recite that spelling a lot.
It is because people don't understand it. I mean, I've seen people just read it off the page wrong.
That's yep. true.
You know, I always thought that was a clever name for sure. And it's like, yeah, how many people are going to get that right?
It's one
yeah.
of my favorites, seeing other bands at shows. Stick around for stick around for TISK. Task, and they have to slow it down to make sure.
But you know, it either makes people very, very interested or very, very annoyed. It's there's no middle ground to that one.
They'll remember
it. But they do remember it. And exactly. that's really the thing. I mean, you know, that for all the bands out there that are wondering what to call themselves.
Yep. Keep it memorable.
Wow. I should have added that. I had come up with a list of ways of naming your band at one point. And, you know, you should always Google search it first as well to make sure that nobody has it. And then if they do, you put UK after it because it gives you instant indie cred. So if there was another band out there called Tisk Tisk Task, you could call yourselves Tisk Tisk Task UK. And then all of a sudden, everybody's going to want to see you. So you guys are on the Facebook, on the MySpace, on the Instagram, on the smoke machines.
Yeah, basically everywhere you might go on social media. Yeah.
One more time, the gig on the 17th, yes?
The one in Alston is on the
19th.
Yep, at O'Brien's.
And what time are doors?
Oh, I think 9.
Doors are probably about 8, and then... And you shows probably start at 9.
And what time are you folks going on?
I don't think the lineup for that one is secure yet, but
yeah, we gotta
all the bands
out.
Are going to be really good. So
okay, 18th of January at O'Brien's. And what else you got?
And we also got myself and Samantha doing a quick acoustic show at Worthern in Lowell.
Oh, in Lowell, yes.
It's
going to
be
yes.
on the 10th.
You guys have been getting a lot of press up in Lowell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're enjoying it up there.
So what exactly is the Lowell connection? I know, but
Samantha had made her way back up that way, and I live a lot closer to Lowell, which makes it a very convenient place to gig. But
it's always been a very interesting music scene in Lowell.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know? That's one thing you can say has never been boring. excellent. So anything else you want to say for the show?
Yeah.
Come on out.
See us.
Come party with us.
It'll be a good time.
So, and then we're going to have you folks back in March to play a live set.
Awesome.
Can't wait.
Isn't that going to be great? And I'm going to get to meet the whole band.
Yeah.
Cool. So 91.5 WMFO, we've been talking to Tisk Tisk Task, two of the members of the band. All right. Don't forget, 18th of January, O'Brien's. Get down there sometime around 7. Have a hot dog. And in the meantime, let's check out something from Eoloon. This goes back to the Tiny Oceans EP. And in fact, it's called Tiny Oceans. 91.5 WMFO Medford. You're on the sound with Mikey D.
Silver ribbons in her hair. you remember when there were oceans?
Love the way you sway back and forth.